RadioArchives.com presents Bass Reeves, Frontier Marshal, Volume 3. Read for you by Stuart Goffey. Bass Reeves, Frontier Marshal, Volume 3 is one of the many audiobooks available from RadioArchives.com.
A Pound of Flesh by R.A. Jones. At the tender age of 19, Leon Sly had already decided that the outlaw life was the one for him. Too shiftless for any kind of gainful employment, Leon had been expelled from the family farm in Missouri just over a month ago. His grim-faced father, finally out of patience with the boy, gave him a $20 gold eagle and told him to be gone by morning. Leon did as ordered, repaying the old man's kindness by stealing the farmer's favorite horse to transport his sorry hide. By the time he drifted into Arkansas, Sly had managed to blow most of his $20 on cheap women and cheaper whiskey. Just under a week ago, Leon had availed himself of a free meal and a night's lodging at an isolated farm. By way of exchange, Sly offered to cut a rick of firewood come morning. This time, kindness was rewarded with lead. Leon gunned down the innocent farmer and savagely beat his wife before ransacking their humble cabin. Leon's windfall from this heartless act was a little grub, damned little money, and a porcelain jug half-filled with some potent corn squeezins. Though a shameful deed in both thought and execution, it made the witless Leon rather proud of himself. Made him feel like a big man. Following his dastardly actions, Sly had fled to the Indian Territory. In this year of our Lord 1878, it was a haven for scum the likes of Leon Sly. The Indian authorities therein did not have the legal right to arrest a white man. A federal marshal could, but such were few and far between in this vast expanse. Sly had stopped to make camp for the night in a wooded grove just to the north and east of the small settlement of Tulsa. The newly and self-appointed bad man planned to hit the settlement tomorrow, where he would buy or steal fresh supplies. From there he would head west, crossing the shallow Arkansas River before turning north and heading for one of the booming cow towns of Kansas. Leon smacked his lips at the thought of what riches would await an enterprising young man such as himself in the lap of some spot that would put the biblical Sodom to shame. From the flat rock upon which he perched, Sly leaned forward to grab the coffee pot, still holding a cup or two of bitter brew. Before his hand reached it, though, he froze in place. A faint sound had come to his ears. His night vision diminished by his close proximity to the glow of his own fire, Leon squinted as he swiveled his head slowly from left to right. The slow movement caught in the corner of one eye sent his head jerking back, in time to see a dark shadow separate itself from the deeper shadows of the nearby trees and move deliberately toward him. The only part of Sly's body that moved was his head, tilting up and down to take in the total picture of the stranger who now stood facing him from the other side of his campfire. He was a man both big and tall, 200 pounds of lean muscle stretched over a lithe frame that topped off 6'2" above the ground. The man's face was nearly as black as the night, and sported a thick and bushy mustache. His jacket, hat, shirt, and pants were also black. One point of lightness danced out of the darkness, reflecting the light from the fire. Sly's breath sucked in between his teeth as he recognized the shiny object. It was the distinctive five-sided star that was the badge of a United States deputy marshal. The big black man's right arm hung rather limply against...